Well, good morning and happy new year from me. My name's Jeremy. I'm the children's pastor here at Christchurch. And I'd like to just talk with you this morning about Matthew and about how Jesus shows God's love and compassion in the way he deals with Matthew and many other people in Scripture as well. Well, I hope you had a good Christmas and a good start to the new year, and you haven't already broken any promises you made for the new year about eating better or getting fitter or all those other things as well. And I hope you had an exciting time, perhaps did something interesting, maybe went to a pantomime. Anyone go to a pantomime over Christmas or a play? We've got a few people who did that. Anyone go to the cinema? I know a few of you did. I went with Simon and Samuel and Zethan and Breton. We went to see Star Wars, had a good time doing that. Yeah, Star Wars. Yeah, it was great. So whatever you did, I hope you had a really, really good time. If you went to see something like Star Wars, you might know, if you don't know the story really, really well, you might feel a bit left out. If you can't tell your Darth Vader from your Darth Maul, you might not really understand what's going on. And maybe sometimes we do feel a little bit left out, feel a little bit on the fringes. Maybe you can remember what it was like at school if you were the last person picked for the Rounders team, or when they were looking for somebody to be in the school play, perhaps you ended up, like me, moving the furniture rather than actually having any of those parts. Sometimes we can feel a little bit excluded, a little bit left out. Matthew was such a person. He was excluded because of his work. Tax collectors were often seen as cooperating with the enemy, working alongside the Romans. You might know the story of Zacchaeus. He was the small guy who climbed a tree, and he cheated. He overclaimed on taxes so that he could have extra money for himself. And often that was the case. Tax collectors were seen as people who didn't only cooperate with the enemy, but often cheated to line their own pockets. And for that reason, they were social and moral outcasts. Now, in Bible times, as in today, I think, a meal was a way of showing fellowship, of showing friendship. And food was at the center. If we think of Jesus' ministry, food was at the center of so much that he did, having meals with his friends, with people on the edges of society, the wedding at Cana, the feeding of 5,000, breakfast on the beach. So many occasions where food was at the center of what Jesus did. And of course, today, when we're thinking of a party, a celebration, food would be at the middle of it. We had a New Year's party here last night at church, and we had some really great food and fellowship and fun together at that. And think of weddings and birthdays and Christmas. They all seem to center around meals. And in today's reading, Jesus and his disciples are with Matthew, as well as several other tax collectors and people that no one seemed to like. And this shows us a lot about Jesus and about God's plan as well. It shows us that Jesus was willing to be friends with people who other people excluded. Other people didn't want to have anything to do with them. And it shows us, I think, that that's how God wants us to live, to make time, to make space for people who feel left out. Sometimes we might think, well, you know, let's do that so that we can change those people. And of course, that's really important. But what Jesus did was he welcomed first, and then he called those people to follow him, just as Matthew did. I wonder if we can think of people we know who are feeling left out at the moment. It might be that person that nobody plays with at break time and in our schools. It might be that person who no one wants to share their coffee with at work. But doesn't Jesus' example tell us to show love to everyone? In fact, isn't Jesus' instruction to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourself? And isn't Jesus' command to share his good news, to go out into the world, to share that good news with everyone? It's the character of God to love without favoritism. This is what Jesus shows us in today's reading. And surely because of that, we need to try and make that part of our character too. I'd like us to try and learn some words from a verse in the book of Joel to help us think about this. So this is the verse: "Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love. Joel 2:13. I wonder if you'd say that with me. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love. Joel 2, verse 13. Right, we're going to miss out a few words now, so let's have a go at this. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love. Joel 2, verse 13. Okay, let's make it a little bit harder. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love. Joel 2, verse 13. Okay, how about just the ladies? Okay, ladies, off you go.
Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and abounding in love.
Right, guys, you know what's coming up next? How about just the guys? Let's go. Fantastic. And all together, return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love. Joel 2, verse 13. Fantastic. What amazing words written by the prophet Joel that fit in so well with Jesus' example in our story, that graciousness, that compassion that he showed to the people on the edge of society. What a example for us to follow. And knowing the character of God gives understanding to what Jesus tells us at the end of today's reading. Just have a look at the final verse of the reading. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. For I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. And this phrase, go and learn, was a common formula used by rabbis, and it was used to direct their followers to a particular passage in the scripture. So whenever somebody was taught using this, they knew that something from Holy Scripture was coming up that was really important. And so as followers of Jesus, we need to realize that Jesus is telling us something really important here, because he's actually quoting from the book of Hosea. For I desire mercy, not sacrifice, an acknowledgement of God rather than burnt offering. Hosea 6 and 6. And this passage in Hosea is actually criticizing Israel because they had a focus on the letter of the law and they were ignoring the spirit. A bit like some of the Pharisees were doing in Jesus' time. They thought they could win their salvation by keeping to the letter of the law, and they'd forgotten about people. They'd forgotten about God's love and compassion. God desires faithfulness and love more than anything else. True righteousness involves showing mercy towards everyone, even those outcasts, just as Jesus does to Matthew and his friends. So here's a challenge for all of us at the start of this new year: to live our lives showing God's love in action, not just lives of ritual observance. Going to church, saying our prayers, reading our Bibles, these are really, really important things to do. But actually living our lives to show that God is at the center, to show that we are disciples of the King of Kings. Remember last week we thought about those wise men, those magi, coming to worship the King and recognizing who he was. Will people be able to recognize in our lives that Jesus is the King by the way that we treat other people, the way that we show his compassion? Perhaps that can be our challenge at the start of this year, to show God's love in the way that we live our lives. Amen.